This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A fall edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We're live at the Rough Riders Center in Watford City, North Dakota. Momentous week. They have those a lot in Watford City. Momentous weeks. And this one is no exception. It is a top-of-the-line facility that is ultimately going to be a great addition for the community of Watford City, year-round activities and entertainment. But I'm also hopeful that people all across the state of North Dakota, and for that matter, the upper northern plains, think a little bit about, hey, I hear about Watford City. I know about what's happening in the way of, you know, this energy renaissance. A lot of that is here. I mean, the vast majority of the oil development in North Dakota, the dollars that are generated, the oil that comes out of the ground, happen within 80 miles of Watford City. So this is the epicenter. And you add to that a very beautiful place with the Theodore Roosevelt National Park North Unit right here. I argue the best view in North Dakota, bar none. It's just phenomenal, just a few miles north of Watford City. It's a great place to come visit and have a retreat or a gathering or a convention and have the facilities to be able to do it and take all of us in. So it's pretty darn neat. Appreciate that very much. All right, we have a lot of guests this hour. We're going to be joined by Lynn Helms in just a minute. The mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor candidate with Doug Burgum on the November ballot, also will be here. We're going to talk to Mark Kennedy, the president of the University of North Dakota, who is in Williston at this hour, and just wrapping up an event, Coffee with Kennedy event. And then also he will be in Watford City later this afternoon, so we'll talk with him about that and those events. And then we'll wrap up with Steve Stengem. Steve is, of course, the First International Bank of Trust chairman and longtime active citizen in Watford City, and this facility that we're in is on donated land from the Stengem family. So we're going to talk a little bit about their role in making this happen, too, coming up on the program today. So looking forward to that. We have a bit of breaking news that we're following in Fargo. A male student is in custody in connection with a threat to shoot up Fargo South High School. I don't know exactly to the extent all we know is that that's, you know, something that is happening, is developing. Don't have a lot of facts on how serious that threat was, but we're going to continue to check on that for you as well. And also have lots of folks weighing in on our question of the day: who should pay for the protests in North Dakota? The federal government, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who should pay? A texter says, hey, does it really matter who pays for the protest? The hardworking taxpayers are going to end up paying, whether it's state or federal taxes. So a lot of sentiment out there about that. More of your comments on that as we go throughout the program. If you have questions or comments for our next guest or any of our guests this hour, they're welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. From the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, the Director Lynn Helms joins us now. Lynn, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning. I have to agree with everything you had to say about Watford City. That is a city that has just come alive in the Bakken Renaissance. When I moved to North Dakota in 1980, you couldn't have said those things other than great kickoff point to the north unit of the park. But it is truly an amazing place these days.
No question about it. It really is, and a lot happening here. I want to talk with you about the new numbers that we have in, and give you a chance to give us your assessment on how that looks as we get the opportunity to do every month with you. But I first have to ask you about the final day of the North Dakota Petroleum Conference. I was down in Steele, North Dakota, so there for the first 2 days, but not the final day. And I understand you were on stage giving a little bit of a presentation and all of a sudden had some unauthorized visitors. What was that like?
Well, that was a very interesting experience. First time I've ever had uninvited guests join me on the stage. I've had hecklers in the audience before, but this was a very organized situation. These folks divided into two or three groups so that they could distract the law enforcement and the security personnel, and they managed to get through everything and take the stage. The only thing you can do is step back and wait for law enforcement to do their thing. They got there within a couple of minutes, asked the protesters to leave, and they did. They left right away when they were confronted by law enforcement. But you got to rely on those folks in blue, and they did their job. They did it well.
What do you make of the arguments? What do you make of this protest? I mean, as you watch this, what goes through your head?
Well, I've been watching it, and the issues or the things that are brought out in the discussion seem to be continually evolving and changing, and the allegations continually evolve and change. And so it began about a pipeline crossing a river, but it's a much larger discussion at this point. It's really a clash of two cultures. And it's going to be a difficult thing to work through from where we are.
And, you know, it really is, it's just, I don't know, I'm speechless, as you can tell, about the whole thing, because you just, you really want to just sit down and say, can we go through the facts as we both know them and deal with that? Because there seems to be so much noise, it really is, without any fact, it becomes very frustrating. It is for me. I don't know if you're just used to it, having been in the position you're in, knowing that there's always going to be some controversy, but it's frustrating, I think, for the public to watch play out.
Yeah, absolutely, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of attention paid to the facts, and it seems like the mode right now is to circumvent that discussion and even the discussion with the folks who are going to make the final decisions, and so a lot of that going on, that is kind of normal human nature, and I am confident that, this being North Dakota, where people seek solutions, that one will be arrived at. But I can't quite predict what the landscape looks like between here and there.
So let's talk about the latest numbers. And, you know, there has been a time when the numbers were declining. They were a little bit flat here. Are you still thinking we're headed for 900,000 barrels a day? Have we still got a dip below a million barrels coming?
Yeah, Scott, that's our expectation. And I think we heard speakers at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting predicting the same thing, that at the current rig count and completion pace, that we are going to drop below a million barrels a day, and that we should be able to stay above 900,000 barrels a day. But it just speaks to the very difficult environment that everyone's working in. That's what I tried to focus on in my presentation yesterday up there in Minot, was that prices are difficult. The political environment is really on fire right now, and even the cultural and economic environment. And so you can't make steady progress really on anything. You move forward a little bit, you have to back up a little bit and go around. And we've just been iterating or making multiple attempts at almost everything. So same thing in the numbers. We're a bit above a million barrels a day. I actually saw a 2,400 barrel a day increase to a million and 29,500 on the oil side. That just almost completely flat. Natural gas, on the other hand, pretty good sized increase, was up 2%. And even with that, the industry held its ground on the flaring, went from 9.8% to 10.5%, which is really almost within reporting and measurement error. We've still got two gas plants that'll be coming on before the end of the year. So the efforts to make investments and gather that gas and process it have not slowed down really at all, other than where they ran into right-of-way roadblocks. So that's encouraging. But, you know, rig count is just flat in the low 30s. The wells waiting on completion, seems like industry has zoned in or gotten iterated down to that 900 number. They like being there. That's the inventory they like. Couple thousand permits in the queue, that's the number they like. And I think maybe, you know, the final presentation at Bakken 2.0 said it all. Hold on tight. Do industry veterans discuss getting through the tough times? And that was a good presentation. I was glad to be able to sit in on it.
What any surprises in what you saw in the latest numbers?
No real surprises, Scott. I think we perhaps had expected production to drop, but it would appear that our industry folks want to maintain their cash flow, and they're looking at their budgets for next year, and they want to make sure that they've got money to move ahead if prices improve. And so so they're hanging really tough above that million barrels a day and doing their best to stay there and keep their permit inventory and non-completed well inventory and everything locked in.
Really appreciate the update today, Len, and all the time helping folks understand kind of what's happening, what's coming, where we're going, and thank you for that expertise. All the best.
Let me give you one other item I'd like to talk about. Monday we're going to dedicate our new core library up on UND's campus and beautiful new facility, and it was made possible by the Bakken.
No kidding. What time is that happening on Monday?
That's happening at 2 o'clock on Monday, and there will be a dedication ceremony and then tours for the public following that so they can see the new facility and what it's going to add to the education opportunities up there.
That sounds great. Take it in, folks. Thanks, Len. Appreciate it.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Val Fisher of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, discusses the importance of preparing for possible security threats.
School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling, and it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school preparation, planning, and assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school.
For more information on violence planning and management, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Hey, Big Ben, Rubber Duck here. What's your 1020?
Howdy, Rubber Duck. Headed from California to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables doing business. Mark with a factory authorized truck loaded with hot spring spas. Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is the real deal. One truck per dealer per year, and you don't want to miss it. This weekend only, we have 16 hot spring spas priced factory direct to you. The savings are huge, or take advantage of the Ace saltwater system or a wireless music system for free. When the truck's gone, so are the deals. Ends 5 p.m. Sunday. Hot spring spas and pool tables too in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck, or call us at 844-200-SPA.
That's Big Ten 4.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, North Dakota. And joining us next is the mayor of Watford City, the lieutenant governor candidate for governor in North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Hello, Brent.
Hello, Scott. Good morning.
What does it feel like to be in this facility?
Amazing, isn't it? It's a long time coming. Been working at this for a few years, and here we are, this close.
This close
to opening. Tomorrow is the ribbon cutting, and then events will begin. Very exciting.
This happened because the citizens of Watford City said, we want this to happen, right? This
Absolutely.
Was a vote of the people?
Absolutely. This entire concept has been coming for 15 to 20 years, but with requesting indoor swimming, so you could have the swimming lessons in the inside in the wintertime instead of outside in June, cold mornings, and in all these different events, we've had very successful programs of hockey and gymnastics, just to name a few, and their numbers have grown 5 to 10 times, and so these new facilities were necessary. And everybody basically came together as one, just so we can help build this in one facility. And it was you have to put a lot of credit on Kurt Mullen and our city administrator and Steve Holland, superintendent of schools. I mean, they tried to figure out what should this recreation complex look like. And with the help of the Stengem family and the land donation, I tell you what, it's all come together in one spot. And so it's a one-stop shop for conventions, conferences, hockey, gymnastics, basketball games, volleyball games, gym and PE type classes for the school, swimming with a smaller lap pool so you can get a swimming program started. You know, we got to remember we're going to be Class A school in 2 years, and you've got to have those offerings if you're a Class A school. We really believe that for the kids that are coming from elsewhere, they're used to these programs. We have the ability to have soccer on our new football field. I mean, we've got to have a broader mindset for what sports and what athletic events and activities to be offered, and this is all in one. There's a small play pool component, because once you got Park and Rec involved, that was a must-have option for the young families. And so we've got a beautiful convention center. We've got University of Mary coming in. We feel like it's just all under one roof. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
What's the price tag on this facility?
The building itself was an $80 million project. The grounds and everything is 92 to 94 million, and we had to come up with funding in a couple of different ways. One was sales tax bonds, and just the volume of the economy here, we could put together about one half the project with sales tax financing, and the rest of it is under similar lending programs that other cities and counties in the West have used with gross production tax, because again, we receive gross production tax, which is like a sales tax off of the oil activity, versus being able to property tax those items. So there's no property tax coming from those sites. It's a gross production tax. It's more of a sales tax type function. So it's a different word than you hear in the East, but it's a big part of tax revenue collection. Community infrastructure, community buildings are being funded with that.
What's the ultimate goal of this facility? What do you hope to accomplish having it?
A community. It's something where we were... at the beginning phases of this employment boom that we were so lucky to have and have the opportunity to be in the middle of, the question was, how do you get young families to settle down in the Bakken? And Dickinson was a leader with their rec center. And we saw repeatedly companies choosing to settle there and families choosing to settle there with that rec center as a tiebreaker. Williston with their ARC, same thing. Mayor Kozer said, we built ourselves a community once the ARC opened up. We became a community. It's something where people come together. There's cold weather for half the year in North Dakota. Let's face it. Let's be honest. We have great parks and lakes and outdoor activities when the weather's nice. But then there's that other half of the year. And so this is what the young families are really looking for. And it's been a tiebreaker now, just since the families and the companies know this is coming up. It's coming out of the ground. It's been a tiebreaker for bringing jobs to Watford, to Watford.
Yeah, you've long been an advocate for having more and more of the permanent workforce here that supplies the oil and gas industry versus the transient or the rig workers, right, that are in more of the crew camp.
Right. It's that nebulous midstream word. It's the people that are here working these wells for 50 years and their replacements, and the companies that work the wells for into the future. Not necessarily drilling crews. Those drilling crews go all over the world depending on where those assets are deployed. But then once the hole is in the ground, once the well is there, and once that pipe is in the ground for the gas and the oil and the salt water to come off. There's crews that work those facilities for 50 years.
Should you be successful in November in the race for governor, which obviously I think anybody that is of any political note would say that's the likely outcome, is it going to be hard to leave Watford City and hard to leave the mayor's post and take on a new post as lieutenant governor?
Absolutely. That's one of the hardest parts of this is the change would be involved, and to be able to be part of what's happened here in my hometown and have a business and raising a family and be able to take part in as an elected official through this has been an honor. It's been wonderful. I marvel at what it looks like in Watford City compared to 12 years ago when we moved home. And it's an amazing thing. It's been a blessing, and it's going to be hard to leave if we are successful this fall.
On the flip side of that, what most excites you about Doug Burgum as governor and Brent Sanford as lieutenant governor?
I tell you what, when every time you meet with Doug, the groups are so excited to hear his vision, his enthusiasm, his love for North Dakotans and his love for North Dakota and the economy that we have, the future we have. And I'm very excited to be part of it, very excited for the opportunity to be part of it and try to help create new opportunities, try to help clear the red tape when there's new industries coming online and we have to modify the regulation. We had to do a lot of that out here in the West. There's a lot of good that good government can do to help let those opportunities flow upwards and to the people so there's opportunities for all. And we feel like the state has its best days ahead. And it's very exciting for me, very exciting for Doug, exciting for the opportunity coming ahead here in a couple months.
Well, congratulations on great visionary leadership for this community. You hear it over and over and over again when you're here, and this we're sitting in another example of it, and pretty amazing what's going up here. And I hope folks get a chance to get up here and see it, maybe bring their conference or convention or
right.
Gathering here, because it's a great reason to come from all across the state. Now the facilities are here, right?
I mean, to give you the sales pitch, I mean, we have 8 hotels now. We have the ability to put on a conference, the quality that you'll see in the larger cities. We have room for a 1,000-person conference in this building. We have the hotels to put the people. We have the restaurants to feed the people. It's all here for sporting events, for hockey tournaments, basketball tournaments. This facility is ready to go. We're able to host those type of events. It's very exciting.
It sure is. Find out more about it, by the way, if you call the good folks here at the Rough Rider Center and check out the availabilities. Laura Sanford, you can give her a call at 701-580-9022 or go to roughridercenter.com. See the photos and check out the facility. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Steve Stengem after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stopping for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, this is Ron in Bismarck on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I'm in a circumstance where I can meet some of the people who have come here, and they've come from all over the world built on emotionalism. Nobody knows the fact. Nobody knows the facts. They come here just on emotionalism. There's been some interesting conversations as you then place the facts, and then they want to fight with the facts, but at least they get to hear it. So they're from all over the world coming just because of emotionalism. They should have gotten these people the very first day, filled the jails full of them immediately. It would have been done. But now what do we do? Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call. And you're right. Emotionalism, that's a very good phrase. That's what I said earlier. I mean, I just yearn for a time to sit down across the table and lay out the facts. There's going to be points on both sides, but get to a resolution. But hyperbole and accusations that are unproven have no place at that table. Very good point. Appreciate the call. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this tomorrow. I've cleared the deck on guests, and we're going to talk just nothing. We're going to try and talk about solutions. So looking forward to a Friday edition of the program to do that tomorrow. Today we are in Watford City celebrating the opening of the Rough Rider Center tomorrow. 1 o'clock, they cut the ribbon. It's official. It happens right next door, that beautiful school that was done not that long ago, and it is pretty darn exciting. Steve Stangem is here. Steve and his family have donated the land for this facility, so it doesn't happen without that, and a proud day for you, the Stangem family in Watford City, isn't it?
It's going to be a great asset for our community for many years into the future. It's something that we wanted, since the 80s. To have a facility where all of our groups can come together and use, and it's going to be a great day tomorrow when we cut the ribbon and open the doors.
Looking forward to talking a little bit about that with Steve here for the balance of the program. I don't want to make you nervous, but we have a president on the phone who's making his way to Watford City, and thankfully it's not the president of the United States, it's the president of the University of North Dakota, and I know you're an alum. So I'm not sure if he brought your transcript along or anything, but he's doing another one of his Coffee with the Kennedy events that you're hosting today.
I'm looking forward to seeing him and having him in Watford City.
President Kennedy, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm great, and Steve invited me to come out to Watford City and see the big boom that's been going on here in the development, and I look forward to seeing all the new things that the community is invested in.
And you, I understand, just wrapped up a coffee in Williston and been doing a number of these. Talk about why you're doing this. What are you accomplishing getting around the state having coffee with fellow North Dakotans?
Well, we are the University of North Dakota, not the University of Grand Forks. So it's important for us to understand the needs, the concerns, the hopes of people throughout the state, what they're looking for from their university. And so I've been having coffee with Kennedy, meeting with alumni, but also meeting with the other schools within the North Dakota University system. Also just met with the Williston State while I was in Williston.
Is this UND country, Steve, here in Wofford?
It is. There's a lot of great UND alums. A lot of my friends that I went to college with and I went to high school with are still living in this area. And, of course, many younger ones than me that went to UND as well. And, of course, we're all very proud alums of the University of North Dakota and very happy to have President Kennedy be the new president and you know, a new era of leadership for our university that I think will be a breath of fresh air.
Have you picked up any particular theme in these gatherings with folks around the state? Any, you know, recurring sort of conversation that happens or an area where you could see the University of North Dakota integrating to provide some solutions across the state, President Kennedy?
Yes, and certainly when you're out west, because whereas NDSU is the ag school, we are the energy school. And with our new petroleum and engineering program that's doing very well, with our energy and environmental research center, we've got a lot of things going on in energy, and this is the energy hub out here at Wofford City, at Williston, and other areas on the west. So there's a lot of yearning for us to figure out ways to be involved, to be engaged, to make sure that we're delivering education and having it in a way that the people here are coming back here or staying here to continue to fuel, from a talent-wise, the energy boom that's going on in the state.
Yeah, I don't know how many folks know this, but the core sample library at the University of North Dakota and the School of Engineering, they're very integral into all of the technological advances that came with horizontal drilling and fracking. I remember walking through that one time with Harold Hamm, and he had tears in his eyes talking about the role that had played in you know, the very early discoveries of what they could do combining those two technologies, which has fueled this incredible boom. So, and I know you're unveiling, I believe, an expansion and a new look to the core library on Monday, which is going to be neat as well. Lynn Helms was just telling us about that. So pretty integral part all the way on the other end of the state to what's happening out here. So exciting times for sure.
It is, well, indeed. And what most people maybe don't realize is that we're only extracting a small percentage of the oil and energy that's in that shale. And this core library helps us to do the research to see if we can't get a little bit bigger percentage of it. And that would mean more opportunity, more energy, and we're also working at how to do that more environmentally responsible. So lots of work happening at UND that has direct impact here in the Bakken.
President Kennedy, travel safely. Thanks for getting out amongst the folks and doing the coffee with Kennedy events. I remember at your interview, the public interview with the Board of Higher Education, when you talked about that, about making that an integral part of what you would do if you were president. You've certainly lived up to that and didn't waste any time doing it. So it's fun to see happen. All the best to you.
Thank you much.
Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, making his way to Wofford City today, 12 noon, a little gathering of UND alumni at a beautiful new restaurant. My gosh, that is neat. And you look for First International Bank and Trust, which is there, the bank of the Stengem family, and the new Stone Home Brewing Company. I was there last night, and it is just amazing.
Well, thank you. We put a lot of time and effort into and thought into what it should look like and you know, what we should have for menu and just what the ambiance of the place is. And I think it's turned out, you know, like we dreamed, and we're very happy with the way it's been received in the community.
Yeah, the food is fantastic. I mean, it was just great. We tried a bunch of different appetizer specials last night. It was really good. I had a little apricot something or another beer, but it was really good. It was really good. I like a little fruity beer, and I have the best apricot variety I've ever tried there, so it was great. So congratulations to everybody involved. Brent Sanford was telling a story last night. We were actually talking about it, and the mayor stopped by for a moment, and he talked about his decision to move back to Wofford City, I believe from Denver at the time, obviously having grown up here. And he said, you know, Steve Stengem and the boldness to put that development downtown Wofford City led me to believe that there was a spark here that I wanted to come back and be part of that. And I think of the first time I came to Wofford City with a youngster who was playing youth hockey, and we had a tournament out here long before the boom. And same thing, you know, see that and go, what? This isn't in towns of this size. What's going on? I mean, really, that sparked a lot of what we now see, and you know, as far as you can see, in Wofford City, didn't it?
That was my dream and my reason for doing that. at the time, you know, things were pretty slow, and it was the Buffalo Commons theory that, you know, that people were moving out of rural areas. And my thought was, if I put forth a little effort and build a nice building facility, put some new businesses in downtown Watford City, maybe it would inspire some other business people to make improvements for their businesses, or maybe help just a little to keep people from leaving our community. And I think it helped. I think seeing that, I think, gave people some more confidence that our town would be here for the long term, and it was a community that was worth investing in. And I think you've seen, you know, we got lucky that the oil boom came around. But before the oil boom started, we had some positive things going on, too, with the downtown new Main Street project, and our community passed a one-cent city sales tax called the Rough Rider Fund to help businesses relocate or improve. And that was kind of the beginning of and showed a lot of leadership at a time that a lot of communities in the state were struggling. And I think it helped our community get to where we are today.
We're chatting with Steve Stengem, chairman. Now, right? You had you tossed that president title to your son, Peter.
Yeah, I'm the chairman and CEO, and Blaine Deloyer from Minot's our vice chairman, and Peter's president. Yeah.
First International Bank and Trust, and chatting today about what's happening in Watford City. Questions or comments, certainly welcome, by the way. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. I guess I should explain, but that facility downtown, that development downtown, for folks that haven't been there, is obviously the bank, but it's also, you know, meeting rooms. It's also a movie theater. It's also a great restaurant. I mean, it is as I say, a facility you don't generally see. How many square feet in that whole thing?
It's about 30,000 square feet. And, yeah, it's become a community gathering area with that big gallery area. We have a lot of events in there, and this will be another place to have things even bigger than we could hold downtown. So having this new event center is a real plus, and it's one more reason to stop by Watford City.
We should talk about the entire development out here, because obviously the high school and the event center is what we've been talking a lot about today, but the Stone Home Brew pub and your bank is down below, but there's hotel, there's apartments, and there's single-family home developments, and a golf course is part of all this, right?
Yes, it's... This whole east side of Watford is coming together nicely, and it'll be a real showplace, I think, for our community in a couple years when it gets more finished and the golf course is done, and a few more retail businesses locate in this area. But it's going to be a real great place to look at when you drive in from the east and from the south, you know, and I think it'll open a few people's eyes to what a great place Watford City is.
And I want to talk a little bit, too, about housing. The people obviously have heard, hey, it's more expensive to rent an apartment in Watford City than it is in New York City. A lot of that was as the peak of the oil price was causing just some enormous demand. I'm kind of curious of your thoughts on how we're coming on catching up on that as well. We'll take a short break, come back with more after a conversation on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Emailer says, Scott, you're right on with your words about the protest against those who are breaking the rule of law. Taking your thoughts to a spiritual level, their main protest is that the ground is sacred, while dismissing the protest against water, as the church proclaims all the earth is sacred because it was created for our use as tenants. Yet our Lord, in his wisdom, declares that the ground must be used and nurtured for its blessing to flow to those who have not. Interesting point. Listener from Fezzeden today sharing some thoughts. More of that, and might save the rest of that for tomorrow, but some interesting thoughts. Thanks for your comments. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Spring Spa. And Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has moved in Bismarck, new location right next to Sam's Club. Also in front of the Grand Cities Mall, South Washington, Grand Forks, and on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Online at fargohotspring.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Watford City, North Dakota, our location for one final segment today on What's on Your Mind at the Rough Rider Center, 1 o'clock tomorrow. They kicked that off. Noon today, a big UND gathering. There's always something going on in Watford City, that's for sure. Call, I want to get in here before we continue our conversation with Steve Stengem, First International Bank and Trust. The Stengem family donated the land that this facility and the high school are located on, and that sparked this wonderful facility that's now opening, $80 million facility. Just incredible. Darlene, in Minot, question or comment? You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I wanted to say a couple things about the tribe at Cannonball, about Dave Archibald, who paid for his plane ticket back and forth to Geneva, Switzerland. That was,
I don't know the answer to that, but I bet it's our Earth Justice would be my bet, darling. It'd be the same people that are acting as the lawyer for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, this group that self-admits that they're all about stopping what they call dirty fuels. They're against all fossil fuels. They're a radical, extreme environmental group.
Right. Okay, and I wonder if George Soros could be involved and his supporters in any way. that makes me, because he's involved in a lot of these different things that goes around all over the world.
Pretty much take that one to the bank, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
and, you know,
Darlene?
Some of this should, some of it maybe should be taken out of the limelight so they're not, you know, there's not every day an article about them. And monitor some of the people that are coming and going down.
Well, law enforcement's doing that, and I struggle myself with how much you talk about this, because I think some of it is, you know, they're seeking attention. But I share your frustration, Darlene. We'll spend a lot of time on this tomorrow. Try and focus in on some solutions. Thanks a bunch. All right, we're back on What's in Your Mind. I just want to ask you a little bit about that, Steve. I was obviously here in Watford City. You have interactions with the different tribe, but also a lot of federal lands, you know, that are up here as well. And, you know, there's federal lands involved in this. Part of the reason we have the problem we have is the Corps said go ahead and locate where they are. I mean, is this it's a challenging time right now. What do you see when you see this?
I see an organization that I think did everything that they needed to do, everything that they were required to do, and frankly, a lot of cases went above and beyond with public meetings, taking public input. I know in our county they had at least 3 meetings, Dakota Access, where people could go, and there were people that, you know, were opposed to where they located these tank farms and were going across, and I think the Dakota Access people listened. I think they tried to placate people's fears and worries and do things the right way, and I think that happened all across, you know, all 4 states and along this line. And I think these people that are protesting now had every opportunity, you know, over the course of the last 18 months to put in their concerns. And obviously, you know, they didn't show up at those meetings, and now they're showing up after everything's been approved. This is such an important thing for our state, 450,000 barrels a day. It means $8 more to our state to tax. It means $8 more to our royalty owners that get royalty. $8 more to the oil companies that are out here where they're paying wages to people in North Dakota. I mean, it's a huge impact for our state. It takes trucks off the road. It takes rail cars off the rails. It's the most safe way to transport oil. And it's very important to our country. This oil needs to get to the refineries. It needs to be have the ability to be exported, and you know, our whole energy independence in our country is a big deal, and it keeps us less dependent upon these foreign countries that, you know, feed terrorism. And, you know, here we have kind of some domestic terrorists stopping the deal, and it's very frustrating for me to watch that.
And I think that's an important perspective for people to hear from one of the state's top business leaders, saying, you know, this can't be allowed to stand. Facts are important here, and look what the ultimate importance of that is. That's really important for people to hear that and understand that, get behind that. A couple of minutes left here, and I want to ask you 2 quick things. One, just how's the whole affordable housing thing coming? Are those numbers, are we getting to a place of truly affordable housing?
It really is, and here in Watford City, you know, we have over 2,000 apartments in Watford City now, which, you know, we didn't have a town of 1,500 people 6 years ago, but now we have 2,000 apartments. I think the apartment buildings in our community are about 75% full. Apartment rents for a 2-bedroom apartment have dropped from, you know, in the mid-2000s to probably $800, maybe $900, very comparable to other cities across our state. We're as affordable in Watford as we, you know, as you are in Fargo now. And that's helped families move to Watford City. That's why our school enrollment's going up. Young families are moving here. They can find nice places to live now. They don't have to live in a camper next to an industrial building anymore. And so the affordable housing aspect is much improved from years past.
What's next? What are you going to cut the ribbon on next? A hospital facility that's underway?
That's the scrapers are going today. We're flattening out the area where the new hospital's going. That's a real big deal for our community. It's about a $65 or $70 million facility. It's going to be right next to our nursing home and assisted living places. There'll be a hospital and clinic, you know, we're looking forward to having a much better healthcare facility for our community and region. You know, Dr. Kennedy's coming here today. The UND Med School is a huge thing for our state, producing physicians for rural North Dakota and nurses. And I've got a daughter that's a freshman in med school there. And, I mean, to see a new hospital coming up in Walker and have the possibility of her working in a place like that, very, very happy for that.
A great day in Watford City, and it ends there. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the time. Thanks for everything the Stengen family has done to make this community great. It is a dandy. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.